This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh today. He will participate in the flag-hoisting ceremony at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, which will also be termed as the end of the temple construction work. Later, the Prime Minister will visit Mata Annapurna Mandir and perform darshan and puja at Ram Darbar Garbhgriha, which will be followed by darshan at Ram Lala Garbhgriha. Mr. Modi will ceremonially hoist a saffron flag on the shikhar of the sacred Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, symbolizing the completion of the temple's construction and ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity. The Prime Minister will also visit Kurukshetra this evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. The Election Commission has said that over 99% enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2. The Commission said that more than 50 crore 50 lakh enumeration have been distributed so far. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls has commenced on 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. These states and UTs are Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Puducherry, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 7th February next year. In Chhattisgarh, 15 active cadres of outlawed CPI Maoists carrying a combined bounty of nearly 50 lakh rupees lay down arms in Sukma district. Among them, 4 were carrying a reward of 8 lakh rupees on their heads. With this development, the number of Maoists who have abandoned the movement in Chhattisgarh this year has crossed 650, signaling a rapid collapse of the 4-decade-old insurgency ahead of the government's March 2026 deadline to end Maoism. Indian cinema's legendary actor Dharmendra passed away at his Mumbai residence at the age of 89. The iconic star, who had been grappling with health complications, leaves behind a legacy that spans more than 6 unforgettable decades. His last rites were performed at the Pavanhans Crematorium, attended by family, friends and leading figures from the film industry. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss. The U.S. and Israel-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, has announced it is officially closing its aid operations in Gaza after distributing over 187 million free meals to desperate civilians since May. Executive Director John Ecrey hailed the mission a success, stating that they have succeeded in showing there's a better way to deliver aid to Gazans, crediting the model for preventing alleged Hamas looting and contributing to the mid-October ceasefire. Launched to bypass UN channels amid an 11-week blockade exacerbating famine, GHF operated fence sites in southern and central Gaza. However, the effort descended into tragedy. UN reports documented over hundreds of Palestinians killed, many by Israeli fire or chaos at distribution points while seeking aid. Operations suspended post-ceasefire as aid shifted to UN-led efforts via the new Civil Military Coordination Center, which GHF said will expand its approach. The foundation will remain a registered NGO poised for potential reactivation. India clinched its second consecutive Women's Kabaddi World Cup title in Dhaka, defeating Chinese Taipei 35-28 in a dominant final performance. 11 countries competed in the tournament, with India and Chinese Taipei advancing from their groups to the knockout rounds. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated Indian women's team for winning the Kabaddi World Cup. The Prime Minister said that the victory of the Kabaddi team will inspire countless youngsters to pursue Kabaddi, dream bigger and aim higher. In men's cricket, India were bundled out for 201 runs in their first innings by South Africa on day 3 of second and final test at the Barasparra Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The visitors took a massive 288-run lead in the first innings to stamp their authority over the hosts. In their second innings, South Africa were 26 for no loss at the drawn of stumps. At the end of the day's play, openers Ryan Wickleton and Aidan Markram were on the crease, with the visitors extending their lead to 314 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.